Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Wow. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have this evening to receive your holy word. Guide us, wonderful Holy Spirit, today, tomorrow, day after, and Good Friday. Thank you for guiding us by your mighty Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I'm excited to be here at the Kodesh. Turn with me to John chapter 4. And my subject is, he that reapeth receiveth wages. That is the message for us this Easter. It's the same message today, tomorrow, and the day after. So even after tonight, you need not even come tomorrow because it's going to be the same message. Verse 34, or verse 33. Then therefore said the disciples one to another, has any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white already unto the harvest. Amen. Verse 36, which is our key scripture. He that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. Amen. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Amen. He that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Amen. This scripture contains two important sentences. All of them are important, but just highlighting something. When you work for God, when you reap the harvest of Jesus Christ, the harvest of souls, the harvest of the work of God, the Bible says, the one that reaps receives wages. Amen. And in addition to that, gathers fruit unto eternal life. Amen. So here you can see the Bible, or Jesus is, these are the words of Jesus. You can see that he's giving the greatest promise to those who are involved in this great work. Amen. Reaping what? You see, in verse 34, Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me." The one who sent me, what satisfies me is to do his will and to finish his work. Amen. So that is something that must be, that is how you must become. You must grow to become someone who will say, "My meat," or what satisfies me, is to do the will of the one who sent me. Amen. You must grow up spiritually until that is what you say, because that is not what most people say. And most people don't love God, and most people are not satisfied or happy to serve God. So if you find, yourself serving God, and you are able to develop yourself to the point where it satisfies you, or you become satisfied doing the work of the Lord, then you are advancing and you are becoming like Jesus. And becoming like Jesus is a very important thing, because when you say you are a Christian, you are saying that you are like Christ. Is it not true? They're trying to be like Christ. So you must develop yourself until your meat, or what fills you and what makes you happy, is doing the will of God. Then he went on to say in verse 35, "Say not ye," or don't say, don't ever make that mistake of saying, "There are yet 4 months." You know, whenever it comes to the work of God, serving God, what it is that people have a reflex action of saying that serving God can wait. It's almost a reflex, even if you don't totally set it aside. It's always something that can wait. Oh, no problem. Oh, we go do. We go do. Do you see? So it's interesting that concerning this great harvest and this great work, Jesus said only one thing about it, that don't say, I know that's what you say, that it can wait 4 months, 3 months, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years. I'll be back. I'm just doing something. Oh, don't worry. God's work is now. Amen. God's work is now. In the journey through life, we have a starting point. That is the day you are born. Then, if you ask experienced people, they'll tell you that as you get older, from the teenage years to 20s, to 30s, to 40s, to 50s, to 60s, to 70s, from the teenage years through up till 40, most people just live. But they carry on living. In that period, you will have some of your friends dying unexpectedly. From about the time you are a teenager, all of us have friends who died when we were teenagers. We all have friends who died when we were in our 20s. Nobody's expecting to die in your 20s. But, like, if there are 50 people going, one or two. The majority go, but there are one or two who die. You didn't know why or how, but it happened. Those are what we call very sad funerals. Do you see? So, in the teenage, and then 20s and 30s, we have people that, like amongst your team, your group, one or two, they just go. The Bible calls it dying in the midst of your years. Like in the midst of your years. Then from about 40 onwards, death begins to indicate that it is present. Yes, you may not know. Death indicates that it's a present reality. But before that, because why do I say that? Because from the age of 40, then you have a lot of the diseases that kill people or that are present to kill start to make themselves known that we are here. So from around that age, you have the high blood pressures and the diabetes and the what do you call it? Tell your gun to, the heart things, the cholesterol, and they all become important from around 40. Cholesterol is called the silent killer. Yes. But before, it's not so much. You will never... That is why one of the main questions that a doctor asks, one of the most important main questions. Do you want to know the question? It's the number one question that a doctor will ask. It's so important. And that question, are you sure you want to know? Yeah. That question is, how old is the patient? How old is the person? How old are you? Because by you mentioning your age, we know the kind of things that can be there and the things that cannot be there. Oh, yes. And then start to come up from 40s and 50s and 60s. Many other killers show up. This apart from all the times you are traveling on the road and you go and come and you come. Did you hear what I said? I said, you go and come and you do what? Come. Many times. Yeah. And the cancers. 1 out of 9 people are said to die out of cancer. 1 out of 3 are said to have high blood pressure. And the list goes on. Apart from that, those sudden departures that started from the teenage, the surprise exit, continue through your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Even when people are 70, they are surprised that they are dead. Because no one imagines lying in a coffin. Nobody here has thought of it. You are in a coffin. I mean, how? It cannot be possible. Is it not true? Yeah. So this is the reason why, one of the reasons why Jesus said, do not say there are 4 months. Don't say that at all, because you can't tell how long it's gonna be before your time is up. If you are going to serve God, you better serve Him and serve Him quickly. And He says, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. Do you think these are corn fields? Do you think this is corn or cassava? No. This is the field of souls. And Jesus said, then He comes to this point, he that reapeth receiveth wages. Amen. This is the great secret of prosperity that is hidden from most Christians. The secret of prosperity is that he that reapeth receiveth wages. When you reap the harvest of souls that God has, He didn't say you may, He said you receive wages. You receive wages. Amen. Apart from gathering fruit unto life eternal, God is promising you here wages. Huh? Amen. What are wages? A wage is an income or a payment and for work or services. Amen. Wages are returns. So it is an income. Expect an income. I've not been preaching for long, so believe the words that I'm saying. Wages are an income. Wages are salaries. I've been on God's salary for more than 30 years. Long before I came for full-time ministry. Yes. Wages. Wages are salaries. Income. Income. Come in is income. Receive your income. Yeah. I'll not be preaching for long, so believe the things I'm saying. Wages means compensation. God has a compensation for you to compensate you for the work that you have done for Him. Expect to be compensated heavily, heavily by God. He that reapeth receiveth wages. He receives it. He that reapeth receives wages. Wages are payments. Payments. Wow. Expect heavy payments. You should see people who say they are doing business. So I'm expecting some payments, but there is a delay. Certain people owe me. Payments. God will pay you for working for Him. Do you believe what I'm saying? I say God will pay you for working for Him. He will pay you. Payments. You better open bank accounts quickly. I said you better open bank accounts quickly. And expect payments not for having good business strategies, but for being somebody who reaps. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Wages. I'm explaining wages to you. Oh God, I like your wages. Wherever they are, let them fall on me. He that reapeth receiveth wages. The next one is, it means earnings. Earn. Earnings. You are going to earn money. I said you are going to earn money. And the earnings you are going to receive come directly from above. God will make you earn money. When I'm talking about eternal things, I will tell you that I'm now on eternal things. I'm talking about wages here and now. I'm talking about wages. I am earning. You will earn. I said you will earn a lot of money as you serve the Lord. Yes. The next one, remuneration. Remuneration. He that reapeth receiveth remuneration. Expect God to give you remuneration. Hey! Remuneration. What does it mean? Okay, get a mic and ask somebody who speaks English. Car care remuneration. What are they talking about? There are some English speakers over there.
Please, when we say the word remuneration, what does it mean?
It's a synonym for wages.
If it was first lecture, I would have pondered him. That is not what we are asking for.
His English weren't good.
His English weren't good at the time. Find somebody.
Good evening, madam. Please, may I ask, what does the word remuneration mean?
I think to give back to you in numbers. Numeration, I think.
Wow. My Lord, I think I have accomplished my task. I should receive my remuneration.
Wow. The Bible says that he that reapeth the harvest of God, he that reapeth the harvest receives remuneration. Remuneration. Naka, it means what?
Means to remunerate, which means to have a certain figure repeated in your life. So if it is 10,000, you see, 10,000. If it is 100,000.
Expect your remuneration! That's what? Reapeth. He that reapeth receiveth wages. 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 Receive your wages. The next one. Wages, it means a payoff. Payoff. You are going to receive a payoff. Payoff. You are going to be paid off. One day we had one of our workers who was not feeling happy about what he had been given. He thought he should have been given more. And I came around and I said, pay him off. Pay him off. And he was paid 8 million in the old currency. 8 million. I think that's just about. Used to be 800 when we started, before it was devalued by 4. So maybe it will be about times 4, 3,200, something like that, maybe divided by 4. 32, yeah. He received a payoff right over there. He was standing there and I said, pay him. You will receive payments you never believe that you will expect to get them. This is a message that I will not be giving a lot of windows or examples. Yes. Because, you know why? You know why? Because you may not believe it if I tell you. Yes. And also, you may not understand it, but it's so true. Yes. Yes. You may not believe that it can be so true. Literally, it is true. That he that reapeth receiveth wages. Truly. Truly. The next one, it means dish out. Dish out. Things will be dished out to you. Dish out. When you go and they are serving the food, and there's somebody who's dishing the food out, and he looks at your face and he dishes a small amount, you look at the person and you say, why? His meat is bigger than my meat. His rice is more than my rice. God is going to send an angel to dish out things to you. He that reapeth. I cannot see why you would not want to reap the harvest. And I cannot know why you would want to wait at any length of time, for any length of time. Yes. The next one is wages means emoluments. Okay, take the mic again. We need.
Excuse me, madam. And we're trying to find out this evening, what is the meaning of emoluments? Can you help us, please?
What you get for work done.
What you get for work done. What you get for work done. Thank you very much. Yes, please. Hello, sir. Could you also give us some input?
Emolument is returns from work done. So you put in an amount of work, and then the returns, what comes out of the work, is your emolument.
Emolument.
Thank you very much. From the mouth of two witnesses, I think it's
this word comes from a word which originally meant to grind miller, a mill, like grinding corn. So for grinding the corn, milling the corn, emolue is like what comes from grinding the corn. Yes. All corns you have been grinding for the Lord, you will receive your payment. The next one, it means benefits. Benefits. He that reapeth, receiveth benefits. That's a way. That's part. When some of the places when they work, they have benefits of working at a place. These are some of the benefits. 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 I see somebody, you are sitting somewhere and you are surprised that you are sitting there. And the Lord is saying, these are some of the benefits. He that reapeth, receiveth benefits. I know there are a lot of people who are jealous of me. They don't see why I should have certain benefits. Yes. 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 Yesterday I went to one of the government offices to do something. I will not tell you. When I got there were a lot of people there before me. When I got there, I was taken straight to the place. These are some of the benefits. Receive many benefits in your life. Then when I was getting into my car and I was leaving, the national director for the nation of that department, I was just getting to my car when, I don't know who he was, came with the phone, said, the national director of this whole place wants to speak to you. I said, oh, I hear that you are there. Come, so we are here for you. If there's anything, this is why we're here. These are some of the benefits. Receive the benefits. He that reapeth, receiveth benefits. Then, I was just stepping into my car when I was called back again. This time, the assistant national director, he was in his office. He has come down because he heard that I was there. Came to shake my hand, said, oh, we are here for you. Whatever there is need of, these are some of the benefits. Receive 1,000 benefits for reaping the Lord's harvest. It's what we call onaporific benefits. Tell your neighbor, I am receiving onaporific benefits as I serve the Lord. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Wages. Sit down. Shh. One day, I was traveling somewhere, and I think I was with Doctor over here. We were flying together to a country, a certain nation. I think the flying time was about 6 hours. And I was sitting, you know, I travel in any way. I was sitting at the back of the plane, economy class, just to economize. And I was sitting there when, I don't know who he was, came and said, oh, please, your seat is in the front. I said, what front? This is the chair I've paid for. And they were coming to take me. I said, oh, I'm with some. Oh, for both of you, please. To the front. These are one of the 1,000 benefits that you are going to receive. If you like, stay there and don't reap the harvest. Be there and don't reap the harvest. It has happened many times. Yes. He said, you cannot sit here. When I am in this flight, you can never sit here. You are coming to the front. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Wages are benefits. One day, I arrived in a certain nation, and when I came out of the plane, I saw a soldier with an AK-47. He was wearing green, up green, down is green, and the boots were black. I said, and he said, El Bispo means the bishop. I said, El Bispo. He said, come. And I was escorted. Yes. Many times. I was escorted. Another time. These are all benefits. You'll be escorted. Some of you have never been escorted. You are always escorting somebody. The day comes, you'll be escorted. These are all benefits. One day I was picked up in a Land Cruiser, like a normal Land Cruiser. As we were driving, you know, sometimes I like fresh air. So I think I tried to lower the window just a little. When the window came down just a little, then I saw that the glass, the window of the Land Cruiser was like this. You know, a normal glass is like this, but this one was like this. Not knowing I was in a bulletproof Land Cruiser. These are some of the benefits of reaping the harvest. I had gone to reap souls. Yes, I had gone to reap souls. In the year 2000, I traveled to a certain country. And I was put in a hotel. In the middle of the night, something prompted me to open the door to see what was outside in the corridor. When I opened the door and I looked, I saw a soldier here and another soldier here. I saw that. These men are guarding your life. Receive international benefits. Don't expect long preaching tonight. I'm just telling you, this is the verse I came to share with you. He that reapeth, receiveth wages. Wages include benefits. Benefits. Yes. Wages include payoffs. Wages include dish outs. Wages include payments. Expect payments. Yes. Payments. One time I arrived in a certain country. This country's airport is about 40 times as big as Kotoka. 40 or 50. Yeah. Kotoka would be something like their storeroom. When I came out of the plane, here was two ladies with a sign, and on the sign written in gold was my name. I said, they bowed. Don't clap yet. I've just started the benefits. I've just started. And don't be jealous when I preach. Just be receiving part of the canopy of the anointings. They took me to a black car with a driver. When the driver saw me, he bowed to me. People will bow to you also. And he took my bag. I said, oh, I'm a young, I don't usually let people carry my bag. I said, well, I'm a young man. I said, please. So I realized that I have to accept the benefits. I allowed the man to carry my bag into the car. And I sat at the back. They opened and the two ladies bowed. I also waved. I said, you are receiving benefits, benefits, benefits. Yeah. When I sat in the car, I've never sat in a car like that before. Yes. So many buttons. And the journey was going to take about an hour. So I decided to try every button and see what every button does. Before I realized, I was lying flat. It's like the car, it can do everything. See you, anything at all it can do. Television, everything. It was inside. You are receiving more benefits than you can carry and use. When you serve God, you will receive wages. When you reap the harvest, you will receive wages. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Amen. Salary, payments, remuneration. It all comes from God. Incomes, revenues, fees. Fees. Yeah. Expect fees. Fees to be paid to you. So these are the fees for the three souls you won at Bubuashi. These are the fees that are being paid to you. These are the fees, follow-up fees. Sunday school teacher. These are your fees. When you take your child to school and they teach your child A for apple, B for balloon, C for cat, D for dog. Do you not pay fees to a teacher who is teaching you A for apple, B for banana, C for cat? Then when somebody is standing and is opening and saying 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, when a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you not expecting some school fees to come to you from heaven above? Receive your wages. Receive your fees. Receive your fees for being a teacher, a teacher, a teacher, a teacher, a teacher of the Word of God. A for apple, they are even collecting fees. A for apple, they are collecting fees. I said B for balloon, they are collecting fees. How much more you who is opening to Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 and Hebrews 11 verse 1 and you are sharing words of life. What do you mean? Expect to receive some fees. Yes. He that reapeth receiveth wages or fees. So as I'm teaching now, there will be fees by all means. Fees. Wow. And some schools charge dollars. To teach what? To teach what? To teach what? And you are holding the words of heaven above and you are sharing the word of God. Do you not expect to receive some international fees? He that reapeth receiveth fees. The next one. Reimbursements. Okay. Reimbursements.
Reimbursements.
What is reimbursement?
Please, what is reimbursement?
To be reimbursed is to be given back what you have given in another form, which is usually money.
Wow.
Reimburse.
Say it again, please.
To be given back what you have given. You have given, so you are being like refund what you have spent. You are being refunded.
In money,
monetary terms. Usually monetary terms.
Monetary terms. Bishop, this is a consultant from Nigeria. So.
Reimburse, to be paid back some of the expenses you've made.
Wow.
Yes. Think about it. You come to church, you're going to follow up somebody. You are spending some money to go on the follow up. You are taking a taxi to go and look for a soul. You are going on outreach.
Keep
you are
preaching.
Whatever. Expect Keep to be preaching. Reimbursed for all your expenses in the house of the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Reinvestments. Challenge some of you, you don't know how they've calculated in heaven. Oh, this soul that you went to look for, you took some taxi, you went here, you walked, you didn't have money, you passed here, you brought somebody to church, you did so many maneuvers. Expect to be reimbursed by angels from above. Reinvestments. Many of us have invested. Yes. My car was a church bus. My car was a church bus. I carry people. Expect God to. God said, how many? You use your car, you see. You use your car. You use your car? My sound system, Onkyo speakers and Jamo speakers and Onkyo amplifier. I don't know if they still make it. It was the church amplifier and speakers. Since I used those speakers for this very church, the Lord has sent angels to reimburse me a million times over reimbursement for my speakers. The church office, the furniture in the church office, I provided it. Yes, for many years. Even the cabinets that we use when we set up the office. Amelia, is it not true? Yes. Yes, my father's speakers, all speakers that he used to use, put on a car. I used it, I took it. The day that he was in the house, he said, where are my speakers? Because my father knows everything that he has. You think he has forgotten, but he knows that he has. And that is how I am too. I know all the things I have. One day I'll ask, where is this thing? When he asked, where are my speakers? I said, oh, I've taken it to Kolebu. I've used it for some outreach, and even it is now spoiled. He just looked at me with seven eyes. He didn't say anything. Yeah. Reimbursement. I don't lack sound system today. No. I have to breathe. If I breathe like this, I'll get a lot of sound system. I cannot even use it. I'm so blessed that I don't even know the cost of sound system. I don't know the cost. I don't need to know the cost of it. He has been reimbursing me. Some of you, you are so some way. When you have something, God has to use your small thing. Since you got a Porsche car, you have been playing Mozart in the car. Instead of playing worship or preaching messages, you are playing Mozart and driving alone. You drive alone to church, you drive alone when you are going. Because your car is very posh. Hey! Classical music. Wow. God will reimburse you. 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 Reimbursements. Expect reimbursements. I see angels flying from heaven with reimbursement to your life in the name of Jesus. The next one, allowances. Alawa. Is that what it's called? Alawa. Alawa. I think the nurses used to receive Alawa. Nursing students. National service. Like, Alawa is not much, but it's something to spend. It's better than nothing. Yes. One day, I went to a certain nation. Yeah. You will also go to a certain nation. I wasn't preaching in that nation. I wasn't going to preach. I was attending a conference and to be blessed. But I was still there as whatever I am. So we were called, a few of us, for just a meeting. And as we were going in and we're coming out, the secretary of the host stopped me and said, "Oh, sir, you are now coming." Then she put a flower on my jacket. "Welcome," with ribbons. And I said, so I was standing there, she was fixing my, I was receiving the benefits. Wait. There are three things that are in this story. Three things. That was the benefit. Then when she finished, she gave me an envelope. I said, "What is this?" He said, "Oh, this is Alawa." So I said, "What am I going to do with this?" She said, "Oh, give it to your wife to go shopping." She said, "When you are attending the board meeting, your wife will use all of it." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah." So when I went to the room, I told her, "I hear you are supposed to use it for shopping." And I gave it to her and she swallowed the whole thing. Receive your allowances! Now I've received allowances many times. It just says, "What is this?" "Oh no, this is, I mean, you are in a new country, this is the currency. So just for the currency, you know, so that you don't get stuck, and you have to maybe do something and just, you know, here is some $500 just to receive benefits and allowances and stop struggling over there." He that reapeth receiveth wages. The next one, honorarium. 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 Honorarium is something that you give someone after they finish preaching. Yeah. For maybe speaking. When President Clinton give a speech, $100,000 straight. Honorarium. Yeah. Just one speech. 30 minutes. 60 years salary. One day, I went to a certain nation. When I got there, they said, "You are going to stay in the tallest building and hotel in the whole of Southeast Asia." Yeah. The best. So when I got to the hotel, they took me. When I entered and I saw the room, I knew these are what? Benefits. My story has three parts. That's part one. I want you to understand each word. The room was so nice that I lay on the bed and lost control of my spinal cord. And I slept like a baby. Yes. Without. I slept so much that when I woke up, I had backache. Because I lost control in the bed. What a bed. Those are just benefits. One pastor, he gave a testimony. He said, look, he used to sleep on the benches in the church. Yeah. He used to sleep in the mosquitoes. So by that was where he had. He used to sleep in the church all the time. And one day, God bless him, he went to America and they gave him a room with white carpet and white bed. There's something about a white bed. Most of your bed is blue, red, and other colors. So, what was I saying? Yeah, he went to America, he got a white bed. He said he was so moved that he knelt down by the bed and thanked God for the bed. And then he slept on the floor. He said that he's giving the bed to God as an offering. Yeah. You people, you don't understand what I'm saying. You'll be moved. He was moved. He slept on the floor and gave the bed to God. Because he used to sleep in the church on benches. He was so moved. You'll be moved when God gives you your wages. Then went to the church, I came with some brethren from other places. And the pastor asked me, who are these people? Are they from you? I said, oh, they are my people. Usually when I go somewhere, a lot of people follow me. I said, are you sure? I said, I am sure. He said, we wanted to be sure that they are from you. The next day, I found out that he called all of them and gave them thousand. All of them said, these are allowances. Yes. From benefits to allowances. Which we were all something for the boys. Yeah, he just said, are these your people? I said, they are my people. He said, I wanted to be sure that they are your people. I said, they are my people. Give them all allowance. Spend money. Then, when I finished preaching, yes, so from benefits, where I lost control of my spinal cord, to allowances, something small for the boys, to honorarium. Yes. That's when he followed me to the airport, said, can I see you privately? Sat down with a paper and explained. He said, this, since our church began, there is nobody we have honored like this. But the only other, it's only one other person. This is what we have for you. I said, since the church began. Yeah. You want me to tell you what? Yes. In one journey, I experienced benefits, allowances, and honorarium. Receive it, it's happening to you practically. And this is not for those doing business. This is not for those doing business. He that reapeth, receiveth wages, emoluments, benefits, payments, payoffs, dish out, remuneration, honorarium, allowances, fees, benefits, reinvestments. One day, I'm talking about reinvestments. I'm not talking about reinvestments. I used to use my car. My car was a Renault 4. It's a very small car. And we were six. We used to go into that car. The tires would go down. Down. But we were all in the car. Yeah. One day, I was there when somebody called me from Europe and said, I've sent you a bus. It's for you. For me, a bus. Not for the church. It was not for the church. Not for the church. It was a reimbursement for my car bus. Those of you who have been using your car as church bus, receive your reimbursement of better cars in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. So when the bus came, I look at the bus and I said, I cannot even drive this. So I called the church. I said, take, use. And they started to use it. Yeah. He that reapeth receiveth wages. You believe it or you don't really believe it. It's like it cannot really be true. It cannot really be true. Maybe I'm stretching the word to mean something that it doesn't really mean. Look at that. The next line says, and gathereth fruit to eternal life. So there is an eternal one, but that is not what he's talking about. Oh, but the eternal one is there. But we're talking about here. So, from today, I want you to believe that he that receiveth wages. That's the first point. Point number two. You must believe that God is a rewarder. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Turn to Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it's not possible to please God. But he that comes to God, you see, must believe that he is. I don't know exactly what that means, but I think it means that must believe that he is great or God is God. Okay, must believe in God, that God is God. And must believe, you see, you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, God wants you to believe that he rewards those who serve him. One of the sad things that have happened to me has been over the years when I've reached out to people, suggested that they should come and work for the Lord. Do you realize that the thought, the main evil thought that is in their mind is that if I work here, I will not be adequately compensated. That is the truth. I will not be adequately compensated for my inputs, and that it's not worth it. So you find that people who seem to have a lot of opportunities, maybe they are very intelligent, very clever, they pass their exam, they got this, they have a job here, they do this, they do that, they fly here, they do all those things. Such people, they just, when you even suggest it, they just look at you and say, you know, what you are saying is true, pa. I see, Bishop, God is going to do great things. And then they just move on. And they say nothing. And many who say nothing, if you are experienced, you will learn to interpret when people don't talk and don't say things. And it is usually, and it is something that, it's something that is like an arrow that flies into my heart. I've received so many of such arrows over the years. You stretch out and you invite people. So come and sit. Then they'll be telling you cock and bull stories. You know, when we say a cock and bull story, it's like a story that is so idiotic, but he's saying it. Some years ago, I got up. I was going to school. That time I was in Achimota school. I couldn't find my shoes. And I had only one pair. I don't even know how I went to school. I think I don't know whether I wore chalewati or what to classes. So I couldn't find, very mysterious. Then I saw a guy wearing my shoes. And I said, what do you mean? How can he wear my shoes? You know? Give me my shoes. What do you mean? Then he told me, look, something happened to me. I said, what happened to you? He said, look, I went to my hometown at the weekend. When I was coming back, we had an accident. and the car turned over, and all of us fell into the river. All our my trunk and everything fell into the river. And then I could swim, so I swam, but I couldn't get my things. Look, he spoke and explained everything to me. I always remember the river, his trunk fell in, his shoes, everything. So when he came, he didn't have it. That is why, but it's not that he was taking the shoes. And I believed him. I believed everything. Because I was new. But that is a cock and bull story. But you see, you invite people. You want to serve the Lord? You can see that in that person's head is a thought that when I come and I work, I only get you, Bishop, you are the only one who will prosper in the church. You are the only one who will drive a car. We know it's a church. So you are the one. It's the, you know, you are the, so Charlie, none of us, we will not have, you will not have any bread to eat. You see that nobody will travel except you will travel. These are the thoughts in the people's heads. You know, so I've experienced it for years since I started. There was a time that my main people were lay people. Like anybody around me was a lay person. They were not full, people were not full time in those days. But you see that they have all these thoughts in their head. And it's negative. You feel something negative. Yes. I know some people even said that they have to protect their husbands from me. Because when I get close to somebody's husband, before I realize, the person will come full time. It will affect their lives. So you have to prevent them from becoming close. Yeah. So maybe you can use that to understand why God says you must believe that he is a rewarder. Like you must expect good things and expect great things and expect wonderful things from God. And expect that serving God is the best thing and the highest thing that you can do for yourself. Yes. I can understand why God wants that. And I think sometimes we feel that it is wrong to expect anything. It's like if you serve God, expect nothing. But the Bible is saying here that you must believe that he is a rewarder. However the reward will be. And you can see that Jesus himself said, he that reapeth receiveth wages. Yes. So, I want you to go out of this place deciding that I am going to be one of the people that is a reaper of God's harvest. Amen. God is going to use me, and I'm going to work for him. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to be involved. God will reimburse me more than I can reimburse myself. One day a pastor was traveling to Europe, I think on KLM. And when he was sitting there, he met some of his mates who work in different places. When they saw him, he could see that it was paining them that the pastor was sitting in the business class. Yeah. Why? They feel to say, oh, this pastor, you don't work. You don't do anything. Why should you have what? They don't want us to even have good cars. They don't want us to even have good cars. Now, you may not understand it because it looks... But that is how it was. So why should a pastor use such a car? Do you know how much he could have bought about 10 cars? They don't understand. Insult. People see some of these prophets, young prophets on television, and some of them speak, they say things. You know, people will be insulting, making fun of them. But you'd be surprised. You know? I saw one of them the other day. He was sitting on the bumper of his car and filming a program. He has a very posh car. He sat on the bumper and he was speaking Chi and explaining. I said, wow. And you make fun of them. Some of you, you laugh at them. Some of them, they say things, you wonder what they are saying. But you'll be surprised that some of them are very genuine. You see, you are perfect. You are this type of good person. Get it? You are a good person. So good that if God calls you, come preach for me. You give God a karate kick, backhand. True. You can speak English well and you understand issues. But you wouldn't stand and pray for the sick and do things and help people who have no hope. Yes. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't stand and speak and minister to people. You should look at the congregations of the people. Look, many problems have no hope. You don't know. There is no solution. People, they are praying for people. You see a lot of elderly people sitting there. They are waiting to be helped. If perhaps there will be a stirring with an angel and they may receive some deliverance. Some of you have not been sick before. You don't know different sicknesses. When it grabs a hold of you and there's no exit, you don't know. If even a dog was praying for you, you will receive the prayer. It's true. It's easy to criticize. Are you the perfect ones who understand everything, know how to speak, know how not to say the wrong thing, know everything and all that? You wouldn't want to serve God. You wouldn't want to do all these things. God raises up all these people. And you'll be surprised. And they sometimes make terrible mistakes. They do wrong things and whatever. But you are the good person. God says do this and do that. You are not prepared to do that. And you see some of them become very rich. They wake up in the morning. People have brought cars to their houses. Giving them cars. A lot of the things they have, they don't buy them. People give to them. I'm telling you. And it's like you always speak about it. But you may never have had a problem before. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Because you'll be surprised that people that you think are not genuine, you know, they may be more genuine than you. And God may like them more than He likes you. With your perfect turned up nose. Huh? You are able to go to school, to the university. These people cannot even speak English. But I don't know, maybe they love God. They are prepared to do whatever. And you see them reaping wages, benefits, and all kinds of things. Whilst you and I, who are perfect, we sit back and we criticize him. No wages for you. You don't. You even wonder. You look at it and say, why should such a cheap prophet be taking his child to an international school? International school, why? Why not? So I'm telling you, he that reapeth receives wages. Yeah, so you see, many of us have not ever thought of serving God from our hearts. Yes. Yes. We've never thought of the heaven. You are just living your life to do whatever you want to do. So, Lord, let me prosper. Give me rich. Give me this. Give me this. Give me that. Through the years, look, I'm now in my 50s. I've been watching people say they are going to do business and come. They don't give anything. Yeah. If I do fundraising, the pastors are the ones who will get up to give. The pastors, they even give more. Amazing. So, don't despise this work. Because it's super. Look, prosperity, it's from God. Let me tell you, the one who wants to be president, he doesn't become president. The one who doesn't want to be president, he becomes a president. The country which is very small, everybody in that country is rich. The country which is big, which has oil, that's diamond, it has everything, it is poor. You don't even understand it. One day God gave me a clear vision. He showed me, he said, you see how footballers are rich? He said that it is my power to take somebody who cannot speak a word of English. His English weren't good at the time. And he is able to take the person and make the person a millionaire. Whilst you continue to study in school and do PhD, business, this and that and that. He just has to play 1 week and he's got £80,000. Huh? Is it not fantastic? So riches is one of the most difficult things to explain. It's very complex. You sort of can't really understand how it actually happens. But you must believe this reality, that he that reaps the harvest receives wages, which are payments, salaries, payoffs, benefits, emoluments, remuneration, reimbursement, dish out, honorarium, allowances, fees, payoffs. Yes. I've been receiving payoffs. Yes. So will you. Every good message has 3 points. And my third and the last point for tonight is, you will not serve God in vain. Isaiah 45 verse 19. You will not serve God in vain. Isaiah. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. And I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, and I declare things that are right. You will not serve God in vain. God has never asked anybody to serve him for nothing. In vain means useless and worthless. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. To serve someone in vain is to waste your time. To serve in vain is to do an activity that is to no purpose and that does not yield a desired outcome. God did not ask the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. No. And not serve God in vain. What do you mean? What do you mean? Malachi 3, verse 13. Your words have been stout against me. I mean, like some of you, you have said things that are too strong about God. Not a good thing. You've spoken too stoutly. Yet you'll be asking, what have we spoken so much against thee? Or what have we said that is against thee, O God? And what have we said that you don't like? Because he says, your words have been stout. Like, oh, it is a bit some way in our tongue. That is it. So what is that some way of speaking that you have spoken? It's verse 14. Verse 14. You have said, it is vain to serve God. It is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? It is vain. It is. There's no point. There's no point. It is vain to serve the Lord. But Isaiah 45 verse 19 says, he has not asked the seed of Jacob to serve him in vain. No, God will never ask you to serve him in vain. It will never be in vain that you have served the Lord. Never. Never. It will never be in vain that you have served the Lord. And all my life, I can say that it is true. No matter the challenges you go through, and even the challenges, look, and the problems, some of the problems that we have, they are to humble us. Because pride is destructive. Pride makes you proud. Pride makes you some way. You have an arrogant attitude. You are above everything. Sometimes it is God's kindness to you to just bring you down to sea level. Charlie, just be cool. Just be cool. Just be cool. Just be cool. Because if God even blesses you at the point, see, like you. One day a friend of mine went to America and came back and said, if I have not been through all the troubles I went in America, I don't think I'll be. We were sitting, he's here and I'm here. So if I have not been through what I went, I will not see it like you are advising. I'm sitting here. It will not happen. If I have not been through what I went through. Yeah. If I have not been through what I went through. Yeah. Even the difficulties, it's good. Yes. But for in vain, I think there is no way to imagine the blessings that come for serving God. When he said that, you have not asked the seed of Jacob to serve me for nothing. No. Even me as an employer, when people work for me and work with me, I mean, it's one of my greatest, efforts to let the people that are with me be okay. How much more God? How much more God? Eh? You don't like for somebody to be thinking it's useless to serve God. As for God, if you serve him, it's a bad, you have wasted your time. Eh? I don't like somebody work for even my carpenters and laborers and all those guys. There are times when they charge, I tell them, your charge. When you finish the work, you cannot recover. Because I can see that some of them, they don't know how to calculate. I have people that work for me that cannot write. If I say write something, they'll say they are coming. I know that they can't write. So I'm coming. Yeah. He can't write. He can't write. Yeah. If you can't write, how much more to do a calculation to know what to do? No. It's when you are a bad leader that you feel happy when people around you are not prospering. It's very dangerous to have people around you who are hungry. Huh? Oh, you don't think so? Yeah. It's very dangerous. Yeah. There are things I tell people, this is a basic thing. It's not a benefit. It's normal. Yeah. You can't be hungry. I have so many. You don't have the time. But I have so many to tell you. Yeah. Yeah. God has many things for us. He has not asked us to serve. I have not served him in vain. Hallelujah. If I drop dead now, it has not been in vain. No. God forbid. But if I drop dead now, it has not been in vain. It has not been in vain. It has not been in vain. Never ask anybody to serve me. No, we have a meeting with you. Would you like to work for God? You like that? You'll be coming up with stories. Cock and bull stories, the same things. You don't know what you are saying. Wicked unbelievers are trying to employ you. They are the ones you like to work for. Wow. I have not. It's like the way you speak is very stout. Stout. The way you talk. Verse 14. It's like, you have said it is vain to serve God. It's useless. Why have we walked month? What the fasting for? What is the prayer for? It's useless. Verse 15. And now we call the proud happy. A and you say that they that tempt God are even delivered. Verse 16. And they that fear the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearken. Verse 17. And they shall be mine, says the Lord, when I make up my jewels. He's now starting to show you some of the benefits. He said, they shall be mine. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Not all sons serve their father. My sons, my spiritual sons, not all of them serve me. They are my sons, but they don't all serve me. Or my daughters, they don't all serve me. They are just there. Some are just there. But he said, the one that serves you, you know how it is. You will spare. The ones that serve you, you will spare them. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him. One day, a brother was doing something good for the church, for this church. And I said, why are you doing all this? He said, because some years ago, something happened and I was sitting there and you advised, don't quarrel with your father. Do not fight your father. Listen, your father, anybody who thinks your father is a bad man, there's something wrong with you. Yeah. Even if your father is a thief and even if he's in prison, to you, he's your father. And he may have gone stealing for your sake.
Keep preaching.
That he was caught. Huh? Yeah. I was telling you something. Yeah, he was doing something for. And he said, I said, why are you doing so much? You are doing so much. He said, because of that advice, everybody, all of us, the children, were quarreling with my father. But I listened to that advice and I became my father's best friend. Somebody should take the baby out, please. Yeah. Then my father became the main, I became my father's main person. I was not the oldest. And my father gave me everything. Meanwhile, there are other grown-ups there. Listen. I said, I drove my father everywhere. I took him. I did everything. That's the verse here. He said, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Yes. Recently, I attended a funeral, and I was looking through the pictures of the funeral brochure, and then I saw one of my pastors. It was his father's funeral, and he was holding a wheelchair and pushing his father after church, and he was smiling happily, and his father was in the wheelchair as he was bringing him out of the church. When I saw the picture, I said, oh, this man is blessed. Like, he cared for his father. Go and carry him, put him in the wheelchair, wheel him into the church. And he was, and I don't know who took that picture. It was wonderful. When I saw, I said, this is a blessing. Amen. Straight away. Yeah. As a man spareth his own son that serveth. Some sons don't even visit their father. You never hear of him again. Then shall you return and descend between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. You see. That's when you see the difference between he that receiveth wages and he that receiveth not wages. Wow. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift your hands to the Lord and commit yourself to serving God for the rest of your life and reaping the harvest of God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have spoken to us. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you. Yes. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. We give you praise. Jesus, that he that reapeth receiveth wages, benefits, salaries, allowances, fees, emoluments, remuneration, honorarium, payoffs, payments, dish outs, many things. We thank you for it all. We are grateful. Thank you that he did not ask the seed of Jacob to serve you in vain. It is never in vain. It is never in vain. It is never in vain. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Every head bowed, every eye closed for a moment. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody invited you to church. Just lift your hand if you are here and you want to be born again today. Like you want to say, Jesus, I want to come to you and take you as my Savior and follow you from today. If you are here like that, maybe somebody invited you to church, but deep down, you are far away from God. Pastor, please pray with me. If you are here like that, lift your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And I'm going to pray with you very quickly. Thank you, Jesus, for all these. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Come. Stand here.
Come running, to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling. He said his grace would cover you. His blood will flow freely. He will provide the healing. Come running to that mercy seat.
Let us pray. Let's all lift our hands. Lift your hand and say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Have mercy on me. I'm sorry for all my sins. Oh God. Oh God. Please cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. I like you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want you to see our pastor who has waved his hand. There's a pastor who is waving his hand over here. And I want you to go with him. He's going to share something with you and give you one of my books. And you come back and join us. Okay? God bless you. This way. No, no, no. This way, please. No, no. This way. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.